So, Mr. Rupert, your choice.
Okay. Well, thank you. I hadn't prepared an opening statement, although we had done some points, but this debate can be framed fairly simply. One school here says that oil is a finite resource on a finite planet, a closed sphere, derived from decaying animal and plant life from the oceans, which dropped and was covered over by sediments, which was progressively covered over by more layers of sediments to produce, under the right circumstances, hydrocarbons, as we know them. No one debates, no one disputes that abiotic methane exists throughout the universe. It's a different isotope, C13, carbon-13, as opposed to carbon-12, which is universally recognized here on Earth as being a product of life. All of the methane gas here is the C12, or most of it, 99.9% of it. On the other hand, if you were to say what the other school of thought says, which is that oil is an infinite resource, somehow being oil and gas, somehow being magically produced by the planet itself, and is virtually, for the sake of our discussion, limitless, then you have to deal with two problems. You have to discuss, number one, the rate at which this oil is produced. The strong abiotic theory holds that oil is produced as fast as we can use it, which doesn't make sense historically or from any scientific standpoint, because man only started tapping the oil about 110 years ago, and had oil been replenishing that fast over the 4 billion years of Earth's history, we would be drowning in oil right now. The surface of the planet would be covered in oil. Most abiotic theorists argue for the slow abiotic theory, which is basically that on a geologic time scale, the Earth is creating oil at about the same rate that the organic or the peak oil people argue, in which case it's irrelevant. There is no evidence, there are no successfully producing abiotic wells. All of the research documenting or alleging refilling reservoirs, whether on Eugene Island or anywhere else, are dated, and these fields are all now in decline. The one and only abiotic well that was ever drilled in Sweden was an abysmal failure. It produced no oil whatsoever. So there is no evidence anywhere that abiotic oil or gas is being commercially introduced or used by anyone on the planet anywhere now. The whole argument that this stuff is there is just basically flawed. A freshman college chemistry student could debunk it in about 5 minutes. I'll stop with that.
Okay, that is Michael Rupert and Jerry Corsi. Of course, you were not aware either of an opening statement, but it's now your turn.
George, just a couple simple points. One, the abiotic theory argues that oil is created naturally in the earth on a constant basis, that it seeps up through cracks in the bedrock and forms in sedimentary rock and pools, where it accumulates biological debris and is typically confused as being biological in nature. The abiotic theory goes back really to Mendeleev in the 1800s, a Russian scientist who refuted an earlier Russian scientist who said in the 1700s that oil came from dinosaurs and ancient forests. Now, the biological theory has been a shifting theory. Currently, the biology, but people maintaining oil as a biological product don't want to talk about dinosaurs. But at any rate, I'm going to maintain today that oil is an abiotic product, and that oil and methane are produced throughout our solar system. We find methane that's abiotic. We find it here on Earth. And that peak oil, as a consequence, is not true. It's a hoax. That we're not running out of oil. We have more proven reserves of oil and natural gas today than ever in human history, despite doubling the use of oil and natural gas since the 1970s. So I think that's the basis we're going to debate tonight, and I look forward to it.
Okay, what we'll do then for this hour, I'll just chat with both of you, asking you questions, and then next hour I'm going to allow you to be a little more free-flowing between each other, and you can discuss, you can go at it reasonably, gentlemen. And then in the last hour, the third hour, we'll just open up the phone lines and allow you to take phone calls from our coast-to-coast audience, the vast audience. because this is a very important topic. It's an important topic because wars are fought over oil. Economies are set over oil. Your job in some form or fashion may be directly related to oil. And if the economy of the United States should ever falter, it's going to be because the automobile industry goes belly up, or the price of oil goes too high, or something like that affects it. And that's why it's so important to hear from these two who have spent years doing some work and research. By the end of this debate, you make up your own mind, because that's what this is all about. But we're going to give you some resources. We're going to point out their websites. You can go ahead and really begin to do your own investigating into this as well.